You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We get the ball rolling with a markets update and sense of how the markets have been performing throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager and director at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at some of the movements. Good evening, Gary. Lovely to catch up with you as always. It was a quiet day for some markets, and we thought we might get a bit of activity in the afternoon, but with US sessions or US markets being closed for the day as well, that didn't seem to be the case. How did you process the day's movements?
Yeah, it was a much quieter day than usual. As you say, the US is going to be closed or is closed at the moment for that President's Day public holiday. So no action from the US, which does subdue international markets as well. Although Europe did have a fairly strong session. We had the DAX up well over 1%. FTSE and the CAC in Paris also up marginally. The South African index, however, did fall. So we were down around a third of 1%. And that was really led lower by the resource counters. Now, if you have a look at it, I suppose that the big falls came from the likes of AngloGold and Goldfields, both down around 4.5%. Harmony also falling around 3.5%. But you get the sense that maybe there's a little bit of concern about the resource index overall. Of course, we've got Marco Rubio, the U.S. Secretary of State, meeting with his counterpart from Russia in Saudi Arabia to discuss the end of the Ukraine war. And I'm sure many listeners will remember when the Ukraine war broke out, the disruption that it caused to global trade and the spike that we saw in commodity prices. So if we do see an easing in that conflict and some more commodities coming through, you could see a significant downward pressure on commodity prices, although a lot of that was coming from the gold miners. Some of the platinum miners also down today, the likes of Northam down around 1.75%. Very, very quiet overall. Rand still strangely range-bound. So for most of February, we've been trading a very, very narrow range in what is a very volatile unit. So we've got the Rand dollar exchange rate sitting at around 18.73 at the moment. Dollar index is still weakening, so maybe some of that exuberance of America First policies coming out of the US and that huge run-up we saw in the dollar to around 110 on the dollar index just starting to unwind as everyone gets a little bit more concerned about what these tariffs are actually going to do to the underlying market.
You touched on the Rand, Gary, and I mean, I'm looking at the performance of the Rand. As you said, range bound, not really doing much there. We've got our budget speech coming up this week. I want to get your thoughts around some expectations that you might be looking forward to and perhaps how the local markets might be faring. We typically see around this time that the Rand and our local markets kind of stay a bit muted, waiting to see what pronouncements are made in the budget speech. What are you thinking will happen this time around?
Well, I think it's going to be a very interesting budget speech. So definitely looking forward to it on Wednesday. And I think from a market point of view, I think a lot of negativity is still priced into South African markets. And we don't need to have, stellar, amazing market-friendly announcements from our finance minister. They just don't have to be terrible. And I think you could potentially see the Rand appreciating a little bit. And you might see our indices doing fairly well following the budget speech. I think the big challenges at the moment is, of course, we're still going to be running a budget deficit. Our debt to GDP, I don't think we're going to see too many changes in the fiscal projections from the medium-term budget policy statement. And we're still significantly above where you would expect an emerging market economy to be sitting. So, I mean, we've got projections around 75% debt to GDP. As an emerging market, really, the safe level is around 60%. So we're well above that. And it's one of the reasons that we've seen the credit ratings agencies downgrade us to junk rating. And until we can get that under control, I don't see us moving back to investment grade. If we do move back to investment grade, though, then all sorts of wonderful things start to happen. The cost of our borrowing recedes. We can potentially have lower interest rates. There's a lot of benefit to getting our investment grade back. Now, I think the key challenge that we're going to see is how do we afford this deficit? Are we going to borrow more, which we don't really want to, or are we going to come to the taxpayer and look to raise more tax revenue? And that's also very, very difficult. At the moment, you've got what's called the Laffer curve. So that essentially is how you optimize tax revenue. If you obviously don't tax anything, you get no revenue. If you tax at 100%, you don't get any revenue either because everyone stops working because no one will pay tax. No one's going to pay 100% tax. And it's kind of this curve that you look at to try and optimize what is the maximum tax that you can extract from an economy as a government. And we are right at kind of the pinnacle of the Laffer curve. So it's, you know, increasing taxes in South Africa could actually result in lower revenue for the fiscus, which is always going to be dangerous. So how do we fund this? I mean, guys have floated the idea of a potentially another VAT increase. I don't see that happening. You know, obviously it hits the poor very, very hard. It's also, you know, politically, I think, untenable. And if anything, there's been a lot of talk around, you know, adding more zero-rated items to the VAT basket as well. So almost moving in the opposite direction on VAT. So I can't see that. I think the idea of bracket creep will definitely be used. You know, I don't think we're going to see the income tax brackets moving significantly to account for inflation. And that, you know, will, you know, I suppose, help to generate additional revenue. I mean, there's also been ideas of a wealth tax, but that's also very difficult to implement practically because obviously it's not really a clever idea because capital is incredibly mobile. And if you do increase or institute a general wealth tax, you'll see capital fly from South Africa very quickly. So, you know, I think it's going to be a very difficult budget to present. And I think it's going to be an interesting one. We're definitely going to watch it with bated breath. Hopefully, we don't see any reduction in NPA funding. I think, you know, increasing the efficiency of how we spend our tax revenue is probably something that the market could really latch onto if there are concrete steps to improve the deployment of our taxpayer money. I think that would be very, very positive. But yeah, really looking forward to understanding how we're going to contain our debt and allocate the budget.
Well, I don't know if we're containing our debt if we're applying to the World Bank for an additional 27 billion rand, but that we'll have to see if we get approved for that. I suppose they're still waiting for our FICA documents and waiting to see what we do with that. Gary, before I let you go, I want to take a look at some other data that's coming out this week. Inflation and unemployment data from South Africa coming out this week. We kind of have been expecting unemployment to not change much. Inflation might be a bit of an important number for our central bank to just get a bit of a bearing around what's happening there and how quickly or not, whether or not they still have that under control. What are your thoughts around those numbers that are coming out and what are your expectations there?
Yeah, so unemployment, I tend to agree. So unemployment will be out tomorrow morning. You know, previously 32.1%, you know, on the headline rate. I also don't see major movements there. You know, a lot of our unemployment problems are structural, and it's difficult to see how that number moves down without creating significant growth in the economy, which I don't think that we've managed to achieve. You know, the inflation, as you say, also very, very interesting. You know, we obviously have an inflation targeting framework at the moment. You know, keep inflation between 3% and 6%. The previous print was at 3%. So, you know, looking at most of the forecasts and where we see consensus at the moment, you know, we think inflation is going to be fairly subdued. I don't think we're going to see it creeping up. You know, it might creep up a little bit. I mean, call it maybe 3.1, 3.2 at a headline level. Although oil prices have been behaved, the currency's been behaved. So yeah, I think you know, kind of in line with what we saw last time, lower end of the overall bracket will be probably a reasonable expectation. Of course, that headline number does include energy and food, at least, which are both very volatile numbers. So you could still potentially get some surprises. If you look at the core rate, though, we're sitting at 3.6. Our inflation still very much contained. I suppose one other number that we're going to get out is the South African retail sales on Wednesday, along with those inflation numbers. And I think that one's going to be interesting as well. We saw, you know, a big jump up in retail sales last time, you know, just because of obviously Black Friday sales, etc. This is going to be the December figure now. And if you remember, Black Friday actually fell. We had that Cyber Monday on in December. So I think it's going to skew the number a little bit. And most forecasts are for fairly weak retail sales over the December period. And I think we might get a little bit of a surprise in the retail sales numbers just because of the timing around the Cyber Monday deals. But let's see. Yeah, lots of inflation data. But of course, the big one this week is almost certainly going to be that budget. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get anything other than budget conversations between now and Thursday, but we'll keep an eye on those data points as they come out and possibly see if they line up with what we'll hear on Wednesday. We'll leave the conversation there, Gary. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Gary Boysen, Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, joining us to take a look at the market movements throughout the day as well as what could potentially be driving the markets throughout the rest of the week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.